Hachette Audio presents Invisible, written by James Patterson and David Ellis. Read by January Lavoie and Kevin T. Collins.
1. This time, I know it. I know it with a certainty that chokes my throat with panic, that grips and twists my heart until it's ripped from its mooring. This time, I'm too late. This time, it's too hot. This time, it's too bright. There's too much smoke. The house alarm is screaming out. Not the early warning beep, but the piercing, "You're totally screwed if you don't move now," squeal. I don't know how long it's been going off, but it's too late for me now. The searing oven blast heat within the four corners of my bedroom. The putrid black smoke that singes my nostril hairs and pollutes my lungs. The orange flames rippling across the ceiling above me, dancing around my bed almost in rhythm, a taunting staccato popping and crackling, like it's not a fire but a collection of flames working together. Collectively, they want me to know as they bob up and down and spit and cackle, as they slowly advance. This time, it's too late, Emmy. The window. Still a chance to jump off the bed to the left and run for the window, the only part of the bedroom still available. The enemy is cornering me, daring me. Go ahead, Emmy. Go for the window, Emmy. This is my last chance, and I know, but don't want to think about what happens if I fail. That I have to start preparing myself for the pain. It will just hurt for a few minutes. It will be teeth-gnashing, gut-twisting agony, but then the heat will shrivel off my nerve endings and I'll feel nothing. Or better yet, I'll pass out from carbon monoxide poisoning. Nothing to lose. No time to waste. The flames hit my flannel comforter as my legs kick over to the floor, as I bounce up off the mattress and race the 1, 2, 3, 4 steps to the window. A girlish, panicky squeal escapes my throat, like when Daddy and I used to play chase in the backyard and he was closing in. I lower my shoulder and lunge against the window, a window that was specifically built to not shatter, and ringing out over the alarm's squeal and the lapping of the flames is a hideous roar, a hungry growl, as I bounce off the window and fall backward into the raging heat. I tell myself, "Breathe, Emmy. Suck in the toxic pollution. Don't let the flames kill you. Breathe. Breathe. Take a breath. Damn," I say to nobody in my dark, fire-free room. My eyes sting from sweat, and I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?